Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Thursday, January 20th. We're talking about President Biden's first year in office, what the president himself is most proud of, and what he admits he could have done differently. Also, service members might need to brush up on their science, math, and social studies. They're going to start filling in for some public school teachers. Plus, how you can get high-quality masks for free, which time of year sends more kids to emergency rooms. And if you've noticed you've started cursing more lately, apparently there's a reason for it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today marks exactly 1 year since President Biden took office, and Biden will be the first to admit this first year did not go exactly as he'd planned. For starters, he said he wasn't expecting so much Republican opposition to his agenda. But on that note, Biden also said he thinks big chunks of his big social and climate spending package will pass before the November midterms. He's talking about the bill worth close to $2 trillion that includes things like universal pre-K, tax breaks for cleaner energy, and a lot more. Biden thinks if Congress splits it up, many parts of it will become law. On the big international issues these days, President Biden says he expects Russia will invade Ukraine and that it will be a disaster for Russia since there will be strong repercussions. On COVID-19, the president admitted the U.S. should have done more testing earlier on, but he assured everyone we're getting there now, and he said he was encouraged by rising vaccination rates. Then there's an issue a lot of Americans have said they're most worried about, inflation. Biden says it's up to the Federal Reserve to get it under control, and he supports the Fed's plan to raise interest rates this year. And one more thing, even though the president said he thought two new voting rights bills would be able to pass, they failed in the Senate last night. Every Republican voted against them, and there wasn't enough support to change the decades-old rule that would have let Democrats move forward without GOP support. Despite all the challenges, President Biden also pointed to what he considers some big successes, like how more jobs were added to the U.S. economy in the last year than in any other one-year period in American history. Plus, there was the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed, worth nearly $1 trillion. And the U.S. has made the largest investments ever in climate initiatives. That's a few of the things he mentioned. Then the president talked about what he's planning for year two. He says he plans to travel a bit more and seek the perspective of more experts outside the White House. It seems the lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot will be able to get their hands on former President Trump's records after all. Trump tried to stop them from being released, but this week the Supreme Court said he could not do that. So this opens up hundreds of documents to the House committee, like speech drafts, call and visitor logs, handwritten notes, and more. Lawmakers have been requesting them, hoping to piece together Trump's actions and mindset in the weeks leading up to the January 6th attack. And they want to know exactly what he was doing as his supporters were storming the Capitol. Well, 8 out of the 9 Supreme Court justices agreed all of those records are fair game. Politico reports a decision by the Supreme Court could influence other court battles brought on by other top Trump allies fighting the investigation. A couple of lawmakers on the House panel say records have already started arriving. They're hoping to wrap up the investigation before the end of this year. It's not just COVID-19 tests and vaccines Americans are getting for free. N95 masks are coming too, also at no cost. Those are the masks health experts say are most protective, especially against the Omicron variant. And this week, the Biden administration says 400 million of them are rolling out. They're going to thousands of pharmacies and community health centers around the country. Each person will be able to get up to three of them, and they should be available for free by the end of next week. The White House says this is the largest deployment of personal protective equipment in U.S. history. New data shows when the Delta variant of COVID-19 was dominant in the U.S., people who recovered from the virus in the past were better protected than those who had never gotten COVID but had been vaccinated. That's according to a new study from the CDC. It was based on analyzing more than 1.1 million people in California and New York who were infected with COVID-19 between May and November of last year. Now, keep in mind, as the same study notes, immunity started fading around that time for people who were among the first to get vaccinated, and it was before booster shots were widely available. So it says the findings might have come back different if the research had been done now. Health experts have pointed out that it seems the Omicron variant has brought higher rates of reinfections and cases among vaccinated people. Still, no matter what variant is out there, the CDC does say that vaccines are the safest way to protect yourself against the worst consequences of COVID-19. Some children are about to be taught by troops instead of teachers. New Mexico is the first state in the U.S. to ask the National Guard to work as substitutes. As we've reported before, many schools around the country are facing staffing shortages, which are only made worse by a surge of COVID-19 infections. So the National Guard in New Mexico will step in at preschools and K-12 public schools. Other states have gone other routes. Just this week, Oklahoma allowed state workers to volunteer as subs while getting their regular government salaries. Other states are allowing college students to work in classrooms while they're still working toward their education degrees. And some are asking parents or alumni to become subs as well. In the most desperate situations, some schools have been forced to go remote or shut down completely until enough teachers are well enough to come back to work. More news coming up, but first, a message from our sponsor. There are certain times of the year that cause me to reflect more than usual, and the new year is one of those times. I think talking with a therapist is one of the best ways to figure out what, big or small, may be holding me back from being my happiest and reaching my goals. And BetterHelp makes it more convenient than ever. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Then you can start communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send your counselor a message anytime. Of course, you always connect in a safe and private online environment. The service is available for clients worldwide. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Orange farmers and orange lovers are in for an especially rough season. Florida's orange crop is on track to be its smallest in more than 75 years. And that's a problem since Florida churns out more than 70% of the country's oranges. It looks like the state will only produce 44.5 million boxes of oranges this season, 1.5 million fewer boxes than expected. The Florida Department of Citrus blames the shortage on an outbreak of an incurable plant disease spread by insects. Plus, the pandemic caused a boom for orange juice, so demand is high. It means both oranges and orange juice are costing more on store shelves. Starbucks is scrapping its 3-week-old vaccine or test mandate. The coffee giant nixed its rule that said baristas have to be vaccinated or get tested weekly. That's the same rule the Biden administration tried to impose on all businesses with 100 or more workers. But remember, just last week, the Supreme Court struck it down. This is one of the most high-profile corporate reversals since that ruling, as Starbucks has 228,000 employees. But Starbucks is not the only big company to walk back the rule. Last week, General Electric suspended its vaccine or test mandate for its workforce as well. It has 56,000 workers. Many companies have not wanted to force requirements because of worker shortages. That said, other companies are keeping their mandates, at least for now. They include big banks like Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, as well as United Airlines, Tyson Foods, Facebook, Google, and more. New research shows hotter days could be more dangerous for children than cold ones. The first nationwide study on how the heat affects kids found higher temperatures were associated with more emergency room visits for kids. To figure it out, Harvard researchers looked at ER visits at children's hospitals from 2016 to 2018. They also learned children were 12% more likely to go to the ER than adults during the warmest months of the year. As researchers noted, the heat impacts children's bodies differently than adults. Nearly one-third of the pediatric visits were for heat stroke or heat exhaustion. and 1/4 of the visits were because of bacterial infections linked to heat. But some of the kids got sick with illnesses not really linked to heat at all, like blood and nervous system diseases. Researchers say at this point, they don't know why these illnesses are showing up more in the warmer months, but they do hope more research will lead to more answers. One of France's most famous actors died in a ski accident. 37-year-old Gaspard Ulliel crashed with another skier in the French Alps, and he got a traumatic brain injury. The other skier was okay. His death comes just one day after Disney Plus released a trailer for Marvel's Moon Knight starring Ulliel. Even though he's been in other American movies like Hannibal Rising, Moon Knight probably will expose him to one of the largest audiences yet. He was an award-winning actor with multiple César nominations. That's the French equivalent of the Oscars. He was also the face of a popular Chanel cologne for more than a decade. Local authorities are investigating the ski accident. The Sundance Film Festival kicks off today from the comfort of home. Even though the in-person festival was scrapped in favor of the virtual one for the second year in a row, this year's lineup still promises the best of independent movies and a bunch of stars. Some of the films feature famous actors like Emma Thompson and Julianne Moore. And there are movies directed by Amy Poehler, Eva Longoria, and Jesse Eisenberg. Another big one is Lena Dunham directing her first film in a decade called Sharpstick. Then there's high-profile documentaries debuting like Lucy and Desi and We Need to Talk About Cosby. Sundance has been the launching pad for a lot of iconic filmmakers like Quentin Tarantino, Paul Thomas Anderson, and Wes Anderson. Not to mention a ton of popular indie movies over the years like Napoleon Dynamite, Little Miss Sunshine, American Psycho, and Saw. Some were even Oscar-ready like Get Out, Whiplash, and Precious. The Sundance Film Festival starts today and runs until January 30th. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Seed. I'm so excited to tell you about this sponsor because I've already been using Seed's Daily Symbiotic for at least a year now, thanks to a friend's recommendation, and I, too, love it. It's a 24-strain prebiotic plus probiotic that supports digestive health, it supports healthy skin, it promotes heart health, and so much more. It's actually clinically and scientifically studied, so you know you're getting the real deal. When I first started taking Seed, I was pregnant, and even pregnant, I felt great. So I haven't stopped taking it since, as whole body health continues to be a priority for me. Plus, I appreciate that Seed cares about the earth. In your first purchase, you'll get a glass jar that is refillable. Then your monthly refills are delivered in compostable, biodegradable, and recyclable packaging. And right now, you can get 15% off your first month's supply of Seed's Daily Symbiotic by visiting seed.com/newsworthy or by using code newsworthy at checkout. I take mine every morning. Again, go to seed.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. If you've noticed you're cussing more since the pandemic started, you're not alone. The news agency Storyful reports swear words are being fired off over 41% more often than they were in 2019 on Facebook alone. Then there's a 27% uptick of cuss words being tweeted. A Denver-based profanity filtering software backs up the report, saying cuss words online have more than tripled in the last 18 months. One language expert says it's because COVID-19 has blurred the boundaries between work and home, so people are less scared of their coworkers seeing or hearing bad language. Another communications expert jokes that cursing is the new yoga pants of language. She also says, personally, she finds herself cursing as a way to bond and laugh with colleagues during the stress of it all. Not everyone is so relaxed about cussing at work, though. The Wall Street Journal cited a career expert who warns, just because you might be more comfortable with those words doesn't mean it won't offend someone else. In other words, time to get your together. All right, thank you so much for listening and sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.